Did y'all know that Britney is now talking about raising taxes too on the city? And the people are revolting and in the township? Did y'all know that she's trying to levy new taxes against a community that's already been under duress for a long time? Did y'all know that she's trying to raise taxes on a community that's already under duress? Right after that. And the people said, we tired of it. Boss, we's tired of it, boss.
We want some openness about what's being done, and that's not what we got.
South suburban mayors are urging their constituents to vote against a proposed property tax increase. That increase would put nearly $3 million in new spending in Tiffany Hinyard's hands.
The referendum on next week's ballot says the money would go for mental health services, but the mayors say they have no idea where it's going. Fox 32's Dane Placco has the story.
How many of the villages do you think are opposed to this?
The majority of them.
All of them.
All of them.
All the ones that signed.
The mayors of Markham, Homewood, and East Hazelcrest are among 11 South Suburban mayors, plus a state senator and county commissioner, who signed a letter urging their constituents to vote no to giving Thornton Township more money.
Everyday residents just don't want to see their taxes go up. And if they do, they want to know why.
It comes in the form of a referendum question on next week's primary ballot that asks taxpayers whether they support a 0.15% property tax increase for the township for purposes of providing community mental health facilities for the person with a developmental disability or substance use disorder. If approved, it would raise nearly $3 million in new taxes, roughly $132 a year for a home worth $300,000. But the mayors say they're reluctant to give Thornton Township Supervisor Tiffany Hinyard what they say essentially amounts to a blank check.
How much money is going to actually be generated? Where's the mental health facility going to go? And what actually are they going to do? She's never communicated to any mayor that I'm aware of. And that's really our concerns is, you know, what is she going to do with this pot of money that she's going to get?
And they point to our reporting on Hinyard's spending, both as township supervisor and as the mayor of Dalton, including thousands of dollars for trips out of town, using police for a personal security detail, hundreds of thousands of dollars of credit card charges, and public tax dollars funneled into a charity in Hinyard's name.
I just see waste. And it's waste upon waste upon waste. And thankfully, your stories bring it all out.
Fox 32 has also reported that FBI agents have questioned nearly a dozen people about Hinyard, who last week vetoed a proposal by Dalton trustees to launch an investigation into her spending practices.
We're trying to alert the taxpayers in Thornton Township of this wasteful spending. And the answer is simple. Vote no.
Thornton Township voters turned down a similar referendum in the last general election, but the mayor's worry with turnout expected to be very small for the primary, this time there could be a different outcome.
She's asking for more. Now listen. Communities have largely always banded together for the good of the community. And what politicians have always done, similar to Hinyard, what politicians have always done is they've come to the front of the congregation and they've asked the people, hey, listen, will you guys give us even more money to make sure that the community is safer or mental health, substance abuse, all of this stuff. Now, what we know Tiffany has a habit of doing is taking the money that the people have given and then she uses it to promote herself. And act like she's the one that's giving out the money when she's supposed to just be overseeing to make sure that the money is being distributed effectively. So she'll use it and say, hey, listen, hey, put my name and my face on this big old billboard and then use it under the guise that we're actually promoting helping the community out. So she'll have the phone number really, really small, but herself is up there like this. That's what she's looking like. She on the billboard and she putting up and she's showing her, hey, I'm doing this. I'm giving this to the people. I'm doing this. on the behalf of your tax dollars. On the behalf of your tax dollars, she's leveraging the people and their taxes to promote her under the guise that she's actually building the community. Oh my God. So she's asking for more money. Meanwhile, on the flip side, they saying that she's basically retaliating against businesses. Check it out.
The misuse of funds is among the many allegations discussed in South Suburban Dalton today. Residents got a chance to tell village trustees what their concerns are, including a multi-million dollar deficit and multiple lawsuits the village is facing. NBC5's V. Wen has the story.
Dozens of Dalton residents filled this room at Lester Long facility Saturday morning for an event with the trustees, the special guest speaker, Dr. Nicole Scott.
We just got to keep pushing forward.
She's the founder of American Association of Single Parents and says she's been running into problems with the village over plans to renovate her property downtown and to expand their food pantry, Free Indeed Market.
Last year alone, we served over 20,000 individuals, and we need to expand, and they will not allow us to do that.
Since last July, she's been trying to get approval for permits and licensing from the village with no movement, she says, and now believes Mayor Tiffany Henyard and her administration may have special interest in her property.
I think their goal and hope is to take the property from us, to get it through eminent domain.
NBC5 reached out to the village of Dalton asking about Scott's specific case. The village administrator telling us in a statement, quote, "We are deeply disturbed by Dr. Nicole Scott's false allegations. She has not fulfilled the requirements in order to secure permits by the village of Dalton under the village code." He goes on to cite property tax issues and says the property has also failed multiple inspections.
What they're saying is not true. It took them 6 months to tell me that the things that I submitted were not sufficient. And I think that that is a stall. That is them trying to, you know, wake me out.
This comes amid allegations from residents and trustees over Henyard's misuse of public funds, lavish spending, and mispayments to vendors. Several trustees telling NBC5 the village faces a growing $7 million deficit and multiple lawsuits. Some residents voice their frustrations and concerns over the current administration.
Guys, we need to take the heart and put it back in dollars.
Not only is it not entertaining, it is an injustice to the people who don't know.
We need to take our village back.
Are y'all tired of the residents of Dalton and Thornton Township? Are y'all tired of seeing this woman just absolutely positively put y'all city on the map for all of the wrong reasons? I'm pretty sure. I am almost positive that if I went over to Dalton, which I'm heading there, just waiting for the weather to get a little better. I'm pretty sure that if I went to Dalton, I could find some great businesses, some awesome people. You know what I'm saying? Because it's the people that make the community. It's the people that make the community. It's not the mayor. It's not the trustees. It's not the food pantries. The people are the ones that then run these institutions. They're the ones that put the money inside of the coffers as far as the property taxes. They're the ones that give the heart to the community. And somehow, some way, these leaders, whether we're talking about politicians, whatever, have lost their way. They don't even know how to say thank you. Every day that I get on this platform, the first thing that I do is I thank the people. And the reason that I thank the people is because you are the ones that make me. You are the ones that make me. I'm not even a politician, right? I don't get paid by the taxpayers. I got a regular job still. Yeah, little old Anton, I'm working every day. Y'all just seen me in the beginning of this live stream trying to get out of my meeting. Started this live stream late because I got stalled in the meeting. They forget who the ones that really catapulted them and put them in this position in the first place. It's the people. You serve the people, not the other way around. And sometimes we get so haughty and caught up in ourselves that we believe that we did it on our own. Hey, it's me. I'm the man. Whatever. Blah, 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 blah. No, Don't matter what kind of work you put in. When it comes back down to it, it all comes back down to the idea that the people are the ones that make you who you are. That's it. That's why I'm appreciative of every single person that add value into my life. Every person that hold me down. Every person that ever even say, yo, I'm going to hit a like for the algorithm. I'm with it. I thank you. I appreciate you. But these people are running these cities and they running these towns like they own them. Like they own them. Like the people serve them. In an elected position that you're getting paid for from the people. Jesus Christ. More to come. More to come.